This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I'm judging Polliner Salvator Doppelbach, Category 5C. Just a little quick tip on pronunciation. I hear these styles mispronounced all the time, you know, Belgian styles too. It's Doppelbach. The brewery is Polliner, not Polliner. And the name of the beer is Salvator. Three syllables with slight emphasis on the middle one. Salvator, not Salvator. Like Celebrator, not Celebrator. You know, it ends in A-T-O-R, but, you know, you try to pronounce it like Germans do, not what you would think an English pronunciation is, because that's wrong. So anyway, Polliner Salvator. The appearance is, it looks sort of like a dark Oktoberfest. It's got a light copper color, but it's got a distinctive orange tint to it. It's very clear. It had a tall, off-white to beige head that settled fairly fast. But it, you know, it looked pretty good. This is a 7.9% beer, so alcohol can be affecting that a little bit. I would expect the head to retain a little bit better, but it's a year old, so conditioning could have something to do with that. I'll give it a 3, because it poured nicely in the glass. As far as the aroma, wow, it's that distinctively German malt nose. It's like I don't get that in many American beers. There's a certain quality to the malt. Yeah, it's got that sort of Munich, you know, touch of Vienna, perhaps. It's got like a very rich aroma that I tend to associate with Munich malt. It's got that melanoidin quality, or technically Maillard reaction products. Those sort of compounds that are formed in decoction or in, you know, in certain presence of heat and water, proteins reacting or amino acids reacting to perform these browning compounds that have a lot of flavor. If overdone, they can taste like beef broth, in my opinion. But you know, this is very nice. It's got a Munich-y character. It's that rich, deep, elegant German malt character. It does have some toast as well. The aroma is fairly strong. There is some dark fruit in there, some plums and maybe some grape, medium-low. A little bit of, I might call it a dark sugar or caramely quality, giving me an impression of sweetness along with the malt. But it's not strongly caramely. It's more of a malt sugar kind of aroma, you know, almost like wort. It's got a little bit of alcohol there, no hops. The malt does dominate. Love the malt character. Give it an 11. Tasting it, very strong malt flavor. The same character, that Munich-y malt with some toast. The bitterness is a little high, so it's a little surprising. I call it moderate. Because the finish is giving me a lot of malt, but it's giving me sort of a bitterness to match the malt, which, you know, I would expect the finish to be a little bit more purely malty. I think some of that bitterness is coming from alcohol. I'm getting an alcohol flavor, and if you want to try an experiment at home, take a beer and add a shot of vodka to it. You know, you might get some warmth in it, but you'll be surprised to see that it adds some bitterness too. So I'm thinking that it's hop bitterness plus alcohol bitterness is giving that level. If the alcohol was smoothed out, maybe it would be more in balance. I'm getting light esters, less than I got in the aroma. There's no darker malts in there. There's no roast, no chocolate, no, you know, anything deeper in there that some examples have, notably Celebrator. That one will have a hint of sort of chocolate in there and be darker in color. You know, it'll be into the browns. This is sort of more traditional. This is actually the original Doppelbock. Very low hop flavor. It's got a sort of a moderately dry finish, too. You know, typical of a lot of German beers, it's finishing on the drier side. Less than I think a lot of people would expect for a Doppelbock. People are expecting a little bit more malt to come through in the finish. You know, the combination of the dryness with the bitterness with the alcohol, tends to diminish the impression of malt in the finish. It is clean. It's a good lager. I think the alcohol is a little high. I think the balance is a little off. You know, I like that it's on the drier side. Not all judges will appreciate that, but they should. These big beers should be drinkable, too. So I'll give it a 16. The mouthfeel, the body's fairly big, between medium full and full. And the carbonation is restrained. It's medium-low, maybe medium, maybe not quite medium. It's warming and rich. It's not burning, but I do notice some of the alcohol. It's a little on the high side. The date codes on the bottle say that this thing is maybe 11 months old, so I would have expected the alcohol to have smoothed out by now. Maybe it could use some additional cold storage. It's not harsh, though. It does have a very smoothness, a richness, impression of creaminess, but it doesn't finish like with a lot of residual sweetness or tongue coating or palate coating maltiness. So it's creamy but not hard to drink. So I'll give it a 4. Overall, I think the balance, like I said, is a touch off. I would like a little less bitterness to let the malt ride through a little bit more. I think the alcohol is enhancing the bitterness a little too much. I do like how it finishes dry. The malt character is wonderful. The nose and the flavor have just what you're expecting from Munich-type malts. It really comes out seeming almost like an Imperial Oktoberfest. I mean, it's got a lot of those flavors just cranked up, although the bitterness is a touch higher than what you would get in a normal Oktoberfest. Maybe it's like the bitterness level that you'd find in a Sam Adams Oktoberfest. You know, more matching bitterness with maltiness. I love that it's toasty. I think a lot of home brews and some other commercial beers have more of a malty finish and leaving you with more of a malty impression. I think this is sort of typical of the Polliner, that it tends to be a little drier. You can go through this a little quicker. The other ones could be a little bit more sipping oriented. I just wish the alcohol was a little bit more restrained, but often that can be controlled with age. The little bit of esters in there are not out of place in a lager. I mean, they can come from the malt, and there is the effect that you can get from higher gravity brews. Sometimes you can pick up a little bit of ester from there, but the kind that it have are typical. I often get those kind of esters from using Kara Munich malts, which, a little bit wouldn't be out of place here. I mean, you don't want too much, but I wouldn't be surprised if there's a little bit in there somewhere. Anyway, totaling that up, that comes to a 42. I mean, it's a classic example. It's a it's a good beer. I think judges would be expecting a little bit more maltiness in the finish and in the overall balance. You know, I think this one might get there through some additional lagering, or maybe sort of a slightly different tweak to the recipe to back off on the hop bitterness if there's going to be some alcohol bitterness in there that's expected. Some of the other commercial Doppelbocks aren't as quite as bitter as this. This one is probably on the upper end of the range as far as the balance goes. So take that in mind. But I mean, you can't beat that classic German malt profile. And at the end of the day, a Doppelbock is a very malty beer. So you want to be able to reward that since it's getting the correct thing right. So that's a Paulaner Salvator, Category 5C Doppelbock.